Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. We hope you have a... Wait a minute. Oh, they just got started. I have not yet done anything. You turn around. See, I'm gonna have to get a little stage, you know. The turns all the time. Somebody goes real fast. Now we're gonna do a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, and middle age in between. Hi, low, and I hope you like some that we do.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the International. My name is B.B. King. My first movie song was Love Me Tender. You go like this. My second movie song was Love Me Tender. My third one was... blew away in 61, and then we ended up it was 60. Threw me off, Grishel. I mean, my timing is gone, man. And I said, what, my mouth was like Bob Dylan slept in it.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bill Cosby. Elvis closed last night. I'm a little lighter skinned than you thought I was. I don't have a natural light like I would do on my TV show, you know. Me and old Harold. I mean, not Harold. What's his name? Albert. Fat Albert. Hey, look. Somebody gave me this thing. Yeah, it really is. Somebody gave it to me. And I degree black belt in karate. After 16 years of doing this art every day, for 16 years, I was awarded the 8th degree, which carries, let's see, 8th degree. There's only 10 degrees of black. So the 8th degree I just got this week. The 9th degree carries Senior Master of the Art, the next one. And the 10th is Senior Grand Master of the Art. So that's where I got to strive to go to, which takes quite a while, isn't it?
Those of you who get kissed, when I tell you that I got the flu, well, I don't really have, I'm just kidding. And the ones I miss, I'll get to you later, I guess. Make the round. Up in the balcony.
Thank you. Good evening. It is evening, isn't it? Okay. Well... Oh, I love you too, honey, but, you know. Well. What? Just let me do one more song, honey, that's all I ask. Oh, I love you too, but I was, you know. Don't carry this conversation on all night. There's a lot of people here to love, you know. Honey, I love you too.
I love all of y'all. And I tell you nothing.
Well. Well. Well, 20 years down the drain, boy.
Thank you. It's been nice laughing with you. Well, well. Don't just look down, help me. Well, whoa, whoa. Oh, Lord. I've done so many songs that start off, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know which one I'm going to do, you know. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again. Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going? How's it going? Jimmy, how you mind? I'm here, yeah. How you mind? I saw the light on the side of the day. Don't do it. Wrong guy. I'm going to do a lot of it. Cheryl, I'll get Cheryl. Oh, G-minor, excuse me. G-minor? That's what I said to the kid earlier. I'm crazy, folks. I say, I admit it. You know, I just don't do what you're writing. You think that's a bad one? I love you too, but, you know, I'm just... I'm saying.
Can't talk, right? You know what I'm saying? I could do a couple songs I recorded 35 or 40 years ago. When I was a little baby, I had little tiny sideburns and a little bitty tiny guitar, a little shaky leg going. So they put me on TV, you know, and Ed Sullivan said, some bitch, you know. So I said, well, you know, thank you, yeah, that's very nice. Anyway, I did a ballad on the Ed Sullivan Show. You gotta stand like this to sing this song. You can't stand up straight, man. You'll strip your gears, boy. You really will. You gotta lean over like this. I really don't feel like doing this song, you know.
You know that? Yeah. You don't feel like doing it either.
It's one of those times, you know, a lot of times I wish I was a type performer like, you know, those guys that say, everybody, somebody. But I can't do this, see. There's people coming in and they say, he can't move no more, you know. So I have to get the bod moving whether I like it or not, you know. And anyway, I did a very tender love song. You get up on a girl's face and you say, you in! And her hair goes straight back, whew, like that, you know.
I'd like to do a very beautiful song for you, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute, this is the wrong move. Hold on a minute. That's supposed to be a laugh during a song. Charlie, you fool.
Let go of my cord. Leave my cord on me.
It ain't about pulling your cord out. Now get serious over there, really, man. You know. What's that?
Thank you. You're a fantastic audience, I can tell you right away. Thank you. I played before many a people, many a person, many an audience, whatever. But you're fantastic, really. JD, tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
That's the voice of the Lord talking over there. Honey, 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 honey. Oh, honey. Honey, if you give me a chance, I will make the rounds. I will turn completely around. I'll turn around. I will go to every section of this big building. And it is a big building. But anyway, just give me a little chance. I'll have to do a couple of songs. And then I'll make the rounds and I'll come back there. I'll go back there. I'll even go up there. But first of all, I got to do a song or two. Well, you see, folks, I love what I do. I love show business. No, I do, man. I dig it. See, a lot of people go out there and they breeze through it. And I got to work tonight. Not me. Hot damn, I love it. I ain't kidding you. See, what was I going to do? Oh, well, what was I going to do, everybody on stage? Crazy bunch of... Well. Louder. That's it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Golden Nugget. I will later, baby. If I had to go back... If I had to go back here during the show and drink water, it's because it's thirsty, it's one reason. It's very dry in Las Vegas, so you got to keep your whistle wet. It's a wet whistle. I've also got some... I got some Gatorade back here. This is to aid my Gatorade, I guess. And it works. I've also got a little Gator back here. let's see what we have here. We got a bunch of birds. We got a laughing box. That's about the extent of my show, really, just a few more games. When I first started out in this business, I was a little big cat. Not cat, a little kid. Had a little big guitar, and little big fingers, and little big sideburns. A little shaky leg and one up head. Had a rough time in the army, but I had to say, "Pinch!" Kept trying to play the rifle. Now, anyway, I was very young. Ed Sullivan saw me and said, "Son of a bitch." I didn't say anything back to him. Anyway, I came to Hollywood. Makes sense because Hollywood didn't have to be. No problem, Memphis, for that type of stuff. And I made a movie called Gone with the Wind. And the title song of my movie went like this. It didn't go like that. I was just getting my breath.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Johnny Cash. hope you have a good time. What is it? Monday afternoon? I have never in my life done a show on Monday afternoon. I swear to goodness.
Thank you. Good grief.
I want to know how you got off from work, how you got out of school. I shouldn't ask that. And how I got up.
He can certainly want food with the aid at the Baptist Hospital, you know. And I got some rest and fruit juice. All right, which one? Rest and fruit juice. Entertain the nurses. They entertain me.
Try to break his goddamn neck. Want to shake my hand or fine? He wants to get tough and whoop his ass.
In the audience, ladies and gentlemen, is a great songwriter, a heck of a performer, he's a heck of a nice guy. He wrote Sweet Caroline, he wrote Holly Holy. I can say hello to Mr. Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond.
Hello, Finally
found you with his part, man. Thanks for coming in. Thank you for coming in.
You don't have that boy, man. Hold it. You don't have that bird going about like that, you know. It's the snowbird cuts up. You got. It's beneath the snowy mantle, golden. Wait a minute, fellas, hold it. Bless America and some parts of China. Okay, look.
Now, wait a minute. Good grief, what's the words of that song? What?
Does your memory stray to advise someone?
I can't hear you, honey.
Does your memory stray to
advise someone? Does
yours? No. That's yours, did.
Cute as so. Okay. You believe that? I mean, just a complete mental block. And I want to sing it about 9. I love you too, dear. Thank you very much. Hi, darling. Now, y'all be careful now, really, you know, really, we don't want to get hurt. What you got, sweetheart? Well, that's beautiful. Did you do that? Just keep it. I just keep it, okay? Now, wait a minute. That's not it. I got to tell you folks something. Everybody got kissed. I kissed somebody last night, and I caught the creeping crud, and if I got it... You got it. Let me put this little guy up there on the stage. Come here a minute. That's your boy. Can he, today's your birthday, and he's your boy. What do you want him to do? You want to kiss? You want to kiss him? You want him to, can you do an imitation? Can he do hound dog, honey? Ladies and gentlemen, I have to make an important announcement. Somebody just handed me a phone, a note. It says, Carla Erwa, Mulford, from Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Go to the first aid room at section 116. So I was supposed to make that announcement. You got it? Okay.
Now, wait a minute. You see, fellas, excuse me for a second, ladies and gentlemen. There's nowhere to go in the back, so I had to cut the song shorter. And we weren't together on the ending, you know. You know, it's just about 12,000 people out here, that's all, and we all made a fool of ourselves, right? No, I was with them, you know, we just missed it. We've only done the song 400 times.
I'm sorry about leaving the stage. I have a twisted ankle and nature calls. You can't get rid of the nature.
It's a song I recorded. Let's take a second because he's Charlie's birthday. He's slow. Let me explain something to you. You know, if you don't mind. How long have you been asking about this ring?
here. I don't know what it is. No, I'm not. Really, it's just a thing that I... Wait a minute, let me finish. It has, the diet has a TCB, which takes care of business, and just a light bulb. So, now, listen, my birthstone is a black diamond. Swear to God, I have never in my life heard of a black diamond, much less seen one. So it took me 14 years to look at it. I got it from a collector in Denver, Colorado. And it is. It doesn't shine, it doesn't do anything. It's just a black diamond.
Don't be so rough on the people when they come down here. They just come down and get scarred. Don't treat them like they're going to jail. God damn it.
I got a whole list of people I'd like to give my personal thanks to. And my sound engineer, just a second, honey, please. My sound engineers, Bruce Jackson and Bill Porter, and the guy that's head of our luggage crew, Ed Bonja, whoever that is, and the guy that produced the tour, Jerry Weintraub and Tom Hewlett, Mr. Tom Diskin, who organizes this whole show, and Felton Jarvis, who's in charge of my records, Bob Kiernan, he's my light man, and especially to you people who makes it all possible.
Thank you very much. There's someone else in the audience that I'd like you to meet. He's one of the coolest actors in the world. And he's been a friend of mine for a long, long time. He came on a movie set when I was doing a movie called Kid Galahad. It's the first time I met him. He's been in to see my show. He's got the number one show on television. Mr. Tilly Savalas.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Before I go any further business, I'm going to like to introduce the members of my group. John, this is Jerry. James, John. Matthew, Mark. First of all, the old women, young ladies that open our show tonight, they really live up to their name, ladies and gentlemen, the sweetest gracious. The young lady with a beautiful high voice singing back here, her name is Kathy West Swissborn. Kathy? And the guys in the back are the inspiration's husbands. They're the number one gospel quartet in the country, the Imperials, ladies and gentlemen. Imperials. I'm going to see if you can explain your way out of that one, because, on lead guitar, my favorite guitar player, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Chuck Berry. No, James Burton. On rhythm guitar is Mr. John Wilkinson. John? Not that shirt, John. Young man on drums, his name is Ronnie Touch. Ronnie? Young man on the second bass, his name is Jerry Schiff. It's Todd Schiff. Todd Schiff, any way you look at it, man. Well, it is. Young man on the piano over here. Oh, it's me. He arranged a lot of the songs for me. He's a brilliant musician and an idiot. No, I'm just kidding, man. I didn't really mean it. Don't sue me. His name is Glenn Hardin. Glenn? The guy that sang in harmony with me up here on a lot of the songs, I met him when I was in the Army. We've been friends a long time. His name is Kate Smith. Charlie Hyde, didn't you know Charlie? August 31st, conductor is Mr. Joe Gershow. But Joe Goldberg. Joe Goldberg, dear Joe. The Joe Gershow Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Really out of sight. Eddie Graham on the kettle drums right there, Eddie. Who's that? What's that? Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to say hello to someone tonight. I'm going to do a Ruth Boy, is that right? And the Rinky Dinks. You out there? Okay, I'm supposed to say hello to you. So thank you for coming in. Thank you very much. What I'd like to do now is...
Tony Bruno Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. That's the entire Northeast of the, member of the Mafia. You guys on Mafia? Tony Bruno, don't kid me with that name. Man. Okay.
I want to tell you a little story about J.D. I met J.D. Sumner when I was 16 years old, when he was singing bass with the Blackwood Brothers Quartet in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've been a fan of his for many years. And it's a pleasure for me to be on the same stage with him. I never thought it would happen. And I mean that. And besides one of the best bass singers, he's one of the finest gentlemen and the kindest man I've ever met. I didn't say what kind, but he just came.
There's a lot of people in the audience I'd like to say hello to. So many, it scares me to death. But anyway, I'm glad they're here. I know you want to hear. I made a movie recently called Elvis on Tour.
Yeah.
Golden Globe Award for the best documentary. And the director of that film, to put it all together, is in the audience. His name is Pierre Edich. Pierre Edich, the center. The director. Over here now. I'd like to say, as up in the balcony there is a man, one man, handles all of the sound, Mr. Trump. His name is Bill Porter. Thank you. Bill. The guy that I gave the bell to is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
It's my karate instructor, Ed Parker. A few others in my boogie. One of the astronauts is here, Buzz Aldrin. Buzz?
Oh,
thank you. George Hamilton, Troy Gray. You just say hello to Ann Margaret.
Let's take it on home. We're not going on stage for 30 minutes, you know. It would have killed us. And on top of that, other than that, I suppose we got married last week to somebody. No, I just read it in the paper. I find out more stuff about myself in the paper than anything else.
He's doing very well. I'd like to thank my sound engineer, Bruce Jackson from Australia. And record producer, Felton Jarvis. And the guy that handles this mic more, I never got the name. What's the name? Stan. Stan. Oh. Stan. And the guy that handles the sound out in the building, Mr. Bill Porter. And I'd like to see my girlfriend Ginger.
Listen to me for a second, please. Bring a chair over here, please, shall I? I'd like to tell you just a little story. Let's make it brief. I'll tell you a little story. There was a man in Florida who was dying of cancer, and he was in a coma. He'd been in a coma for 3 days. And his wife was sitting right by his side. And on the third morning, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. And he felt her when she dozed off to sleep. And at the same time, he felt himself start to die. And he took his notepad from the side of the bed, and he wrote, softly, "As I leave you, long before your arms can beg me stay, for one more hour, for one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly, softly. I will leave you there."
interesting.